Man, we were so dumb.
Fought in a lot of parking lots.
God, we fought in so many, all of them. I think every parking lot that we were associated with and some that we just found ourselves in, we fought in every parking lot.
Yeah.
What a
terrible couple. horrible.
From the outside looking in at points, it was like, what the fuck? They're terrible.
Terrible.
They're terrible people.
Bad vibe, huh?
They are ruining our time.
Yeah.
Our family was having a great time until they showed up in this parking lot.
Storming parking lots.
Yeah, we're probably just like the whole, you know, like we'll go into like a parking lot of a grocery store, mm-hmm. and everybody in the grocery store just like feels a chill and a darkness.
Uh-huh.
We're just ruining shopping experiences, and people didn't even know what it was. So, what was that? I don't know. Let's leave.
Yeah.
And we're parked that way, but it feels like it's coming from that way.
Horrible.
Yeah, we left the Two Jack Bros, episode 92. Coming in reminiscing about our younger days and our relationship. Man, what a time we had.
We did have a time.
We lived a life, though. Like, we get to say we did all that shit.
Is that a good thing?
Like, I think it is.
Bragging rights? You feel like you got bragging rights?
I mean, as far as, like, living is concerned, like, we're together.
Yeah.
We have kids. We love each other. We care about each other. We don't have sacred pasts from each other.
Yeah.
Like, we've both had to reconcile each other's past. We're good with that.
Uh-huh.
So
took some yelling, but we got through it.
In parking lots. A lot of yelling in parking lots. A lot of key throwing. Throwing keys. Throwing keys for some reason. I don't know how that happened. What a relationship.
Mm.
Yeah, it's. I think it's fun to be able to say that we did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're...
Instead of being like, oh, yeah, we got together and it was just like... Like, it was just, you know, we just fit together and it was all calm and peaceful. Like, you like to look back and see the drama and the chaos and be like, you like it because it's like, we made it through. Like, we fought each other and like, survived.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's funny.
You think it's funny?
I think you look back on it and we did not have a boring start. Right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, it. The controversy of our relationship spanned multiple continents.
It's dramatic.
Right?
Yeah.
It's epic.
Epic.
Epic. Goodness gracious. We were all across the globe with our bullshit. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right?
I guess
it's so. Interesting.
It's interesting. It's interesting. Something. It's something.
It's definitely interesting. I'll tell you what else is interesting? So I didn't even realize it until I saw that I heard you talking to your mom on the phone, and she was like, you know, how was your party last night?
Our party.
And I was like, holy shit, we had a party. That was a party.
Yeah.
You know, and it dawned on me, like, people came to our party.
Because you can't have a party when you're yelling at each other in the parking lot.
I think you can.
You
I
can?
Think you can ruin a few parties.
You can ruin them, but can you host them? You can have people over and ruin it.
That's definitely what shitty couples do.
That's true. That's
they try
true.
To surround themselves with other people to like deflect
that's
from
true.
The bullshit in their relationship. And they try to do anything they can to put a good vibe in their house. So they like invite people over to like have fun. And then like eventually, like during games, shit somehow gets tense and taboo.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those. But yeah, you can definitely have. That's definitely.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I think we got to a point where we learned to enjoy each other's company, and we just got insulated.
Yeah.
That's also easy to do.
Yeah.
With somebody that you're having fun with, you're like, oh my God, I didn't, like, I know I liked you, but I didn't know I like you like you. you know, it's like I didn't realize if I stopped all my bullshit.
Yeah. You really aren't that bad.
Yeah,
like.
If I clean my shit up, you're great.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yeah, but no, that was our first party, period, though.
Yeah.
In 20 years of us being together, in the bad times, in the good, in the bad times when you're more likely to have a party.
No parties.
And in the good times when you're less likely to have a party. One party.
One party.
20 years in one party.
It was a good party.
It was, you know, for the party.
For the party. You'd be okay if that was the party.
If that's the party.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that
every
too.
20 years we get a party.
Yeah.
Not bad. We nailed it.
Yeah.
Not even knowing we were at a party. Because I suck at parties.
We were like, is this how you do it?
Man, if I would have known I was at a party, I think the pressure would have been on.
You would have been different. You would have tried to be party Sydney.
Did you know you were at a party?
Yeah, I know I was at a party.
For real?
Yeah.
Crazy. We just invited people over.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know we were at a party. I didn't think it was a business meeting either.
No.
But, you know, it's weird to think about that because we're adults now, right? So we were with each other. We were with each other when we were kids.
Yeah.
And now we're adults.
Yeah.
You know, like almost 40-year-old adults.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I don't know. I think we definitely had more friends back then.
I guess so.
Right? We had more people in our, we had, there were more.
Yeah.
There were more people.
Yeah.
But, you know, not the kind of people you would definitely, like if you had to have one party.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the people I want at my party.
No, I never felt like we had friends before that I wanted to have at a party.
Never.
No.
Never.
No. The kids, Finn kept calling it Friendsgiving. So, like, it was kind of like that type of party to me, which made it, it was like.
I was like, for me, it was, hey, these people are interesting. These people are fun. Let's trap them in our house for a little bit.
Make them come hang out with us. Yeah.
Nobody gets to leave.
We'll feed you.
We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun. You're enjoying yourself. Yeah, no, I guess we have to accept a new narrative of ourselves.
Are we party people? Party people.
We have party.
Party.
I don't know if we're, I think we're party. We did good.
Yeah.
I think we did good. Not bad, man. When you take stock of everything that went, it was crazy because again, at this age, you typically don't have people in your life that you don't enjoy and appreciate and respect unless they're family.
Right, right.
And some people still are close enough to their family where the misery that their family puts off affects them in a direct way.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I sense bullshit, I'm gone for months. Call me when you're through this.
It's true.
Yeah, so some people feel a lot more obligated to being around that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one good thing about an unconventional upbringing. You don't feel obligated to conventional norms later on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you don't get to have me living in 11, 12 different houses before the sixth grade, and then you don't raise me anymore, and then I have to put up with all your bullshit when I'm 39. That's like ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think I'm gonna be use my discretion.
Yeah.
With what I just so now you get to pick the people you have in your life.
Yeah.
It's crazy. We could have been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, we could have.
We could have been curating our circle this whole entire time.
We're too busy fighting in parking lots.
We were. It takes up a lot of time. You can't just. You can't just wake up and fight in a parking lot.
No.
People think it's easy. People think being in a shitty relationship is easy.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it takes all the work.
That's where our hobby was.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't have any time for hobbies.
Maintaining this horseshit relationship. Good God. Like, that's like, like in interviews, it's like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Hopefully not with this motherfucker. Ruining my life, but probably still.
We just were fighting in that parking lot because we have one car. And when I go back out there, we'll be fighting again.
Yeah. We did have, man, we had to wait. We had to like put fights on pause knowing that like it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. And then it trickled out of the parking lot and into the car. Remember that it was just like one point in a relationship where I just knew if we were in the car for longer than 15 minutes with each other, it was on.
Yeah.
For one reason or another.
I know.
It was going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Man, what? We were idiots.
Yeah, that's
we were
pretty
idiots.
Wild.
Trying to learn how to deal with emotions and shit.
Yeah.
You know? It, we're picking fights with each other nonstop. You think about some of the fights we got in, like the positions we put ourselves in. Yeah. It's like, I'm angry. I don't like what I'm doing with my life. Fight me, bitch.
Yeah.
And I was Ansley. I don't use the B word. That's not my thing. But yeah. No, I'm glad. I'm glad we had our party.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we were talking about, right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I'm just really impressed with us.
Yeah.
Two Jack Bros, we're growing up.
We stepped it up, and yeah, we you like made our bed now. We're people that make our bed now. I feel like that's what our party did for us.
Well, we were making our bed before the party.
I know, but you know what I mean. Like that, like step it up a notch.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more adulty.
It was like we got our house cleaner than it has ever been since we lived here. And Ansley was like, let's have a party. Or, you know, just like, I think I'm going to invite this person over and these people. I'm like, okay, do it. We're turning over a new leaf. So, no, but fun. Thanksgiving was great.
Yeah.
A great time on Thanksgiving. This is funny. So, my mom's birthday is in this month. November 17th is her birthday.
Yes.
I forgot to call her on her birthday.
Yeah.
I didn't forget her birthday. I knew it was her birthday all day.
We talked about it.
Right?
Yeah.
I forgot to call her. And it's just one of those things, like, I'm not a big keep in touch with people outside of my regular interaction. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not on the I don't really text and stuff on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess that's no excuse in 2019 not to call your mom on a birthday. But again,
yeah, who do you think you are? I don't text people.
Unconventional upbringing. Yeah. You know, you don't get to judge the way I don't call my mom on her birthday. You and your milquetoast privileged white upbringing.
Milquetoast privileged white upbringing. Huh? I didn't know where you were going with milquetoast. I was like, my milquetoast what?
But I think that's how that works, right? You're white, so you can't say whether or not it was wrong that I didn't call my mom.
It was wrong that you didn't call your mom on her birthday.
You can't say that. That's racist. That's literally racist, and I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to become that person. You got to take that back. So I forgot to call her on her birthday. Didn't call her the next day either.
Yeah.
And it was probably a week or so. Things happen, you know. And at that point, it's not a birthday, so it's already lost the luster.
Yeah.
So I'm already like, you got to know with this woman. Like I'm every second past her birthday that I'm not calling her. In her mind, I'm crawling back. Right? I think that's kind of fair to say. I know you don't want to get involved. I get it. You know, not only because it's my mom, but you're also defending women somehow.
Yeah.
So I finally called her. She acted sick to get off the phone with me.
Did she? It was acting?
Are you kidding me? It was acting.
I mean, I didn't hear her. I just heard you being like, oh, you sound horrible.
Because normally I would call her out on it.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to fight her about the lie that she's given me to get off the phone with the fact that because I didn't call her on her birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let her have this one.
Yeah.
But definitely acting. I grew up watching her perfect her call-in sick for work voice.
Yeah. That was it? She used it on you?
She was using everything. it was gaudy. It was a gaudy performance.
Yeah.
You know, that would be her review. It's Robin went out there and in a gaudy performance threw out every trick in the book to portray her character of I'm sick, I can't talk to my son. She called out of mom sick.
She did. I forgot to call my dad on his birthday, and I called him like a week later, but it was fine. He wasn't sick.
Yeah, because that's how men are. Your dad's actually sick, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
because he still fielded that call.
Yeah, you know?
It's like my mom. It's like she and so she acted so sick that she had to go to the hospital. And I don't know if I told you that part. She was waiting for my niece to come get her, to take her to the hospital.
Like, really? Or just, like, she just said that to
she
you?
She said, it was a lie.
Right. Like, that's what.
Yeah. And then I was like, call me from the hospital?
Yeah.
Like, because I'm like, what do I say? Like, hey, call me and let me know that you're not dead or whatever. Is at the end of this lie. Like, I don't know what you're.
Yeah.
I don't know how sick you're claiming to be with this lie.
Yeah.
But call me and let me know that that's not the case.
Yeah.
But she, you know, she never called. She called me on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. So that was after that?
Yeah, that was after.
Okay. Okay.
And she acted like everything was cool.
Oh, okay. I was just, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, but that could have been a ruse.
Like, she really could be in the hospital?
You know? No, not that she's in the hospital, but like her calling on Thanksgiving, because she called me on Thanksgiving.
So she's still winning?
Right? She's being the bigger man.
Yeah.
And she's sweeping it under the rug that I crushed her feelings.
Yeah.
She's just letting it go. Because
she's not letting it go. She's building it up. She's like bagging it up for later.
Yeah. Because I also, because here's another thing she has in the back. So she told me she was throwing out deathly sick. I mean, it was like, you know, it was like.
No, I don't know.
It was like this so phlegmy you could barely talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, I always imagine. So when the writer Oscar Wilde died, when he died, he was very syphilitic.
Yeah.
And he was so syphilitic that when he died, they say that out of all of his orifice, he just exploded into pus.
Right.
Right. And I just imagine her trying to talk through that. You know what I mean? Like syphilitic pus.
Yeah.
Throat.
That's what she's got.
Yeah. She's got, you got some. Okay. Yeah. Syphilitic pus throat. All right, mom. All right. But that's what she's. Because she's got to be deathly sick. She's got to be so sick that she can't be on this phone. And it's like, it's gross, even.
The sound she's making, or like.
Most definitely the sounds she's making are gross.
Yeah.
Because that's part of.
Syphilitic pus throat?
Definitely part of syphilitic pus throat. But it's also part of. Because when she's calling in sick for work, you got to put the person off balance a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're in the position of power.
Yeah.
Right? They have to accept that you're sick while being in the position of power. Now, if they are able to maintain that position of power, they'll be able to see through your bullshit.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Yeah.
You can't allow that to be the case.
Yeah.
So you have to somehow get them off balance. And what my mom has learned to do is to be so disgusting.
Yeah.
That it's like, oh, ugh. You know, now you're off balance, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
in your mind, you're just not yourself. You're like, oh my God, I just want this to end.
Yeah.
I just want this conversation. I just want this sound out of my ear.
Yeah.
And now you're not paying attention to the flaws in her acting.
Yeah.
You know, you're not even like, why is she making all this?
You don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, why does she sound like she's like, she's also like, you're vomiting too? You're vomiting too? And it's like,
it's all the pus she's swallowing.
Was that another, like, are you also holding in diarrhea? I heard that. I heard that in your voice. Why are you also doing that sound? It was just.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, but I accepted it because I was in the wrong. And that's how it works.
Yes.
You know, I'm not always the hero. I get that about me. You know, I know when to back off slowly into the sunset and kind of let a person have their win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my Thanksgiving gift to my mom. I let her have that.
That was nice. That was nice of you.
It was a Thanksgiving gift that she took from me.
Yeah.
She knew she was taking it. She was like, you know what?
On Thanksgiving.
I'm going to go force him to not say shit real quick. Yeah, that was fun. It's fun, man. So, you got anything?
I'm just like, you know, three steps closer to being a fancy person.
Wait, what happened?
My Thanksgiving. I threw a party.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that was. I went to the ballet.
Oh, holy shit, you did. All in the same weekend.
Yeah. I went to a party, Thanksgiving. That's kind of a party, right?
No, I don't know if you can count that. Well, I guess we can count that as being invited to a party.
Yeah, we can.
But like a normal person wouldn't.
We went to an event. What? Social engagement.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah, can we call it that?
No, again, like we can call it that because we don't get invited to shit.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like the very fact that like people like suck it up and like, all right, it's Thanksgiving, let's call them.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I threw a party and I went to a ballet.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick. But you did just do feel fancy. Both of those things with all of your kids. Like, your kids were around for
my
all
of
it.
My kids are fancy, too.
Yeah, but it's just like, that's like, also, at the beginning of the party, the very beginning of the party, your 2 4-year-old twin daughters took their shirts off and party topless the whole entire night.
It's that kind of party.
You know, I don't know. I think that, I think it's like, we're that kind of family.
Yeah. They're getting close to that age.
Yeah, right? It's like, but we are who we are, so.
Yeah, this is our house.
You guys,
like,
have to kind of deal with this. People we invited to a party and I have to deal with their topless daughters running around. Wanting hugs. Yeah, our affectionate daughters who are comfortable in their home. Yeah.
I was like, they had to keep their pants on, right? Like, that wasn't a step.
They tried to take them off.
I know. So, we drew the line somewhere. That's all I'm saying.
The most ridiculous part about it is she didn't even try to take her pants off in the beginning of the party. It was like, yeah, this party's great. This is awesome. I'm going to take my pants off. I'm going to really get into this party. This is a good party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was pretty good. And it was fun because there were a lot of, a lot of fun, party stories being passed around.
Yeah.
You know, and then also with the combination of like Thanksgiving and being with family and all the nostalgic stuff.
Yeah.
And just like all the funny stories that things reminded me of that I was like bringing up in the car on the ride home at the time. So when the car fire.
Oh, yeah.
So in college, I had this ridiculous, I might have talked about it. Have I talked about that on this one here before?
I don't know.
I had this.
I don't know.
Which car was that? Was that the Lumina?
Yeah, it was the Lumina.
No.
The good old Lumina.
The Lumina. So I had a Chevy Lumina. I don't even remember what year it was, but it was a year where the whole, it was a bench front seat.
Yeah.
Was sick. You know, it took a long time to turn and stuff, but it was a sick.
It didn't go in reverse.
Did not reverse well, especially up a slight incline. Almost ruined a relationship.
It was
fighting in a parking spot. It was like it turned a very sweet goodbye into an almost ending of a relationship. That got ugly quick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
But the front seat moving together, bench made up for it.
Next time round. Like, yeah, I was like, all right, you know.
And all so you gave it to your sister.
Yeah, well, to use for she was borrowing it.
Yeah.
And I told
her. Supposed to return it.
And I told her, listen, it's low in oil. You have to put oil in it. She was like, all right, I will. And I accepted that she would because she is, like, if you tell her to do something, typically to respect your stuff.
Yeah.
She'll like fill up. It's like she won't respect her own shit.
Right.
But
yeah.
Well, at that time, I don't want to speak for her now. This is a long time ago.
Yeah.
But she didn't, clearly. And she tried to make her whole entire trip. It was like the summer. It was hot.
Yeah.
She tried to make her whole entire trip. And on her way back, the car caught on fire on the side of the road. And we were like, by that time, Ansley had come to pick me up. And we were driving, she was driving her car. We were driving, and like in the distance, we saw this car fire. And even before we got close, I was like, that's probably my sister.
Yeah.
And it was. And we kept going. It was like, I told her to put oil in it.
Yeah.
We got planned. In 20 years, we're going to go to the ballet and shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to, We gotta get to a parking lot to fight him. Stat.
Yeah, we got stuff to do.
Stat. This relationship is tough. But that was just a funny. This is a funny time.
Yeah.
It was. And then we were like, there was the one. So at the party, we had a party with a bunch of like close friends, and a lot of our close friends right now all do jujitsu and like ironically comedy.
Yeah.
So I had like a cool circle of humans.
Yeah.
Around and there were like fight stories being talked about, but like fighting as parents, like with kids around.
Yeah.
And I didn't share this story, but this is, I know I didn't talk about this story on the podcast either.
Okay.
So we needed a mattress really badly. Before the old mattress we had. I guess it wasn't really badly, but we were ready to upgrade. We were at a point in our life where we needed to level, like leveling up isn't easy in a relationship. You got to do it in increments.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, a few years ago, we leveled up our bed.
Uh-huh.
Right. To the mattress we have now. Our mattress now is sick as fuck.
Yeah. It's great.
We didn't have that mattress before. We had the mattress that we had for almost 2 decades at that point. Like, it was the first mattress we got when we moved to Dallas.
Yeah.
And we had it deep into, like, us having Finn.
Yeah.
So we were moving to from that apartment complex to the new house. And at that time, coincidentally, was it not Bloomingdale's.
Macy's
was going on, like, liquidating a bunch of stores.
Yeah.
So they had mattresses on sale.
Yes.
For ridiculous prices.
Yes.
Perfect timing. The universe is always looking out for us. Go there, take my kids, and it's kind of busy. The store's going out of business. I think it was like close to holiday season as well. It was kind of getting close to that Black Friday. And my son, anytime we go to a department store, like, my kids go test out all the furniture. Climb on stuff, jump on it.
Yes.
You know, and it was a mattress, and my son was jumping, like, I think he was jumping on the mattress. Or he might not even had his feet on it, which was right. My issue with the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
I think he had his butt on it, and he was bouncing on the mattress.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, and I'm looking at mattresses. I'm going to buy one of these mattresses. The fact that my son can have fun bouncing on this mattress is one of the qualities of a mattress that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know, the girls were too young to climb. They couldn't even really climb up on the mattress. They were trying.
Right,
They kept trying to climb up. And this guy comes over, this guy who's working at the store, who's clearly fed up with customers.
Yeah.
He's coming at us with energy of a person who has already told you 3 times.
Maybe he just got done fighting in the parking lot.
He probably did. He definitely came at me with that energy. But that's like, I don't know how you ever handled, like, post parking lot fight when we would go our separate ways and, like, cool off.
Yeah.
But I was like in bliss out there. I was like, oh, this is great. This is awesome. Hey, how are you, man? What's going on? Hey, long time no see. I know we never met.
You do get it all out of your system.
Yeah.
Maybe he needed to have a parking lot fight.
He needed a parking lot fight in his life. And he just he didn't say anything to me. He went straight at my son.
Yeah.
And was, like, speaking loudly and overbearing, like, and down to him.
Oh, so I don't know why people think they can do that to other people's kids.
Honestly, it was one of those things, like, I was a very tired person.
Right? The girls were young.
They were just starting to kind of walk and everything. And it was like 2 years ago, technically.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because they're only 4.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So 3 years ago.
Yeah, so like 3 years ago. Like, let's say 2.5.
Yeah.
Let's say 2.5 years ago. And yeah, I was just tired.
Yeah.
I was just tired.
I remember.
You know, like going to stores like this, like, anytime I can go anywhere and my son could just climb on things, just let him get it out.
Yeah.
He was a ball of energy. And these girls are just, you know, it was whatever. So I couldn't shake the thought that he was doing this because he could tell that we were a biracial family.
Yeah.
Like, to me, he was, like, disrespecting the white half of our relationship, you know? It was, like, he was disrespecting the mom, like, the momming of this relationship, you know?
Yeah.
It was just, like, you don't think I let my woman mom my kids properly?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I didn't even know how my brain thought what was happening was happening.
But it was offensive.
It was very offensive.
Yeah.
And it was also, like, you don't fucking come and try to intimidate my kids. I'll kill you, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who do you think you are?
That's like the last, like, when you're that tired with young kids, that's like the last, like, flow of adrenaline you have in you. Like if somebody comes at your kids, like, I will tear your head off. Like, I can't function in the rest of life, but I will tear your head off.
Yes.
I've got that left
in
me.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and it's kind of it's almost like the aggravation that they build up in you. They build up such a level of aggravation that, like, you will protect your kids just for an emotional release. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I need to get this shit out of
me. Yeah, and I don't want to do it to them because I'm trying to be good parents.
Exactly.
So you get it.
You know, so Yes.
Yeah.
So I was there too.
Yeah.
I was definitely there. Like there was, it was like one of like Bishop in X-Men, like he absorbs like beams and like shoots them back out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm like turning the other direction. Yeah. And, like, shooting at this dude.
Because as good as our kids are in a store, like they're a handful, and it's like
they are.
And you're telling them, you're constantly telling them, don't do that. You can do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Exactly. You can do that. And like you're trying to walk that line of like.
And he wasn't doing anything that I could not trust. Tim doing
right.
Like,
right. I got this.
I had it under control.
I'm putting all of my energy into this. I've got it. I don't need your help.
Yeah, and like my son got off the bed.
Yeah.
And that infuriated me even more.
Yeah. Don't listen to that man. Don't look at him.
Do you
don't
know what
even,
I mean? Like
yeah.
You scared my son to the point of compliance in front of me.
Yeah.
Who the fuck do you think you are, dude? I will kill you. Yeah. Like that's where I was.
Yeah.
I will kill you. Like don't do this.
Yeah.
And I snapped.
Yeah.
I snapped and he did a good job of keeping the bed between me and him at all times. Because I was definitely walking toward, because I was just like Ansley said, you get in this state where you only have one pop left.
Yeah.
And it's to protect your family at all costs.
Yeah.
And he struck that nerve. And in a modern day society, you disciplining my son and scaring him in front of me, that is akin to a threat to our livelihood.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, so.
The village that gets to raise my son is not the local mattress salesman.
No.
Like, know your boundary. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're not in our Venn diagram, pussy. Get out of here. And it was just one of those things when you, and you can see it in a person, when a person's like adrenaline spikes, like when that, you know, when that shit hits.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you get bigger and taller and like you buzz and you have a glow.
You buzz,
your eyes look different.
Excuse me?
So he definitely saw that in me, but he also knew that he kind of had the upper hand because I have three kids with me.
Yeah.
I can't make a hasty escape after demolishing
this dude.
That puts
you more on the attack.
You know what I mean? Well, yeah. But it also, as far as like consequences, social consequences are concerned.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it's like I kind of can't put my hands on him unless he aggresses towards me.
So then he's got some control there because he's got,
exactly. So he's playing that card.
Yeah.
So here are the details. So he comes over to my son and he yells at him and tells him he should know better. He said this to him. He should know better about getting on mattresses at stores and furniture at stores.
Yeah.
He should know better already.
Yeah.
And like my son got down and I went over and I was like, Finn, get your ass back up on that bed.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I did. I was like, dude, get on that bed, jump on that bed, enjoy your day on that bed. Me and you are talking. And then like I started walking over to me. Because like, dude, it was like he was about to start telling my son to not listen. And then I was like, interrupted. I was like, dude, no, me and you are talking. Then I started walking over to him and he kind of started walking away, trying to like not talk to me, but talk to my son. And I was like, stop talking to my son. Stop talking to my son. And just following him around this bed. And I was like, it was like for every two stop talking to my sons, there was one, Finn, get your ass up on that bed and have fun. Do a flip, motherfucker. Do a flip. You stop talking to my son. And you know, it basically just went around the bed arguing that for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because, and then I went and found somebody else to buy the mattress from.
Yeah. Of course.
So,
yeah,
in front of him. I actually told him to go get me somebody else.
Yeah.
And he had to.
Yeah. So you felt like you won.
Not really, but it was like, if you would have forced my hand, as a person who can't hit you right now because I can't get away quickly because of these three kids, well, you're still on the clock, pussy.
Yeah.
Go get me another human now. You know, it was.
Yeah.
you know, when you're fighting and these are the means to win.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get your blows in.
Yeah.
Can't be out there letting people bully you in the street. and then I demanded that he help me take it to the car. Not demanded. I requested. I like asked him nicely.
And he had to?
Yeah, he was carrying it. And I was like definitely dead fishing it. I was like definitely, you know what I mean? I was definitely making him like have to put his back into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Because it was one of those things where it was like, it started off hostile, the argument.
Yeah.
But then people started to surround him. And like people from other departments would come over. So it came over and he had people surrounding him. To be on his side, while customers were surrounding me to be like, nah, that's not what happened. We saw it.
Yeah,
his son wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
So it was like people were getting it was, dude, the village, the townspeople.
Yeah.
It was almost a civil war in the JCPenney.
It was JCPenney.
Yeah, yeah, almost a civil war in that JCPenney. It was pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like Braveheart.
You're like Braveheart, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, good time. Thanksgiving stories, good fights in parking lots.
Yeah.
It was yeah, this might be a little quick one. This might be yeah. Unless you want to talk about the fact that
Frozen 2. How much you loved that movie?
Oh my God, it was awful. Did you like it?
I really wanted to like it. I still really want to like it.
Yeah, well, first of all, you noticed that couple that went to that movie? There was like a couple in their like late 20s, possibly early 30s. No kids.
No, I mean, I think I didn't see them, but like I saw two. Theater. Yeah,
it was like our family, another family, and that couple.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing?
She probably wanted to go see it, and he had to go on a date with her.
I get it, right? And that only works as far as like not being idiots if the movie's good.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of what I was measuring that movie on almost the whole entire time.
Yeah.
Like, is this movie good enough to validate coming here without kids? As a couple?
As a couple?
Is it good enough for that?
And your conclusion was couldn't validate it?
I don't think it was. They shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
They should not have been there. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it didn't have the same magic to it.
Yeah, you know, it was like they were trying too hard. It was, I don't know what it was. First of all, I didn't like the first one either.
Yeah, no,
and
you didn't.
I thought I was going to like this. I feel like the trailers for it made it appear. And again, you know, as a parent, you get kind of invested in this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, because you... How many times do you think you've seen Frozen?
A good, like, I don't know, not as much as, like, a lot of people have seen it, but I've seen it a good probably, like, 10 times or more.
Right, that's you know, more times than you've seen most movies you like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So.
But with Frozen, I like the music in it. So, like, the first one, I could watch and listen to the music.
Yeah. No, I felt the songs sucked in this. And it felt forced.
Yeah.
Something didn't feel right and authentic about it.
Yeah.
The story was weak. It's like, this shit just came out of nowhere. What is this?
Yeah.
Not even that it came out of, I mean, it is what it is. Because it's all made up.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
it all came out of nowhere.
But, yeah,
Frozen
yeah.
came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just not, again, at the end of the day, it wasn't good enough to validate being in there without kids. You better fucking snatch up a nephew or a cousin or something.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not that good.
You think they went and fought in the parking lot?
Oh, definitely. Like, what kind of, you know, couples that are, like, past the fighting in the parking lot don't go see Pixar movies in the movie theater together.
No, that's true. That's true.
Because you're looking for things to be special. Or, like, yeah. Like our thing. Remember, like we had things. I can't remember what some of our things were.
What kind of things did we have?
Like this is like we used to go to Blockbuster every Friday and get a movie.
Did we?
Yeah. Remember we.
Kind of. Yeah.
Right. That was our thing.
I guess so.
We had that thing, and then we had like a day we would go out to eat at a restaurant, and we were like hopping around different restaurants. Like that was kind of our thing for a little.
We ate hot dogs together.
But now you're going back to college, right? I'm talking about like after college. when the consequences of the shitty relationship seemed a little more extreme.
You know, when yeah. we
were living in society together.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was talking about how what I was going to say before you brought the Frozen was when so my son was in the kitchen with Ansley today and he went in completely unprompted.
Yeah.
He went in there and he said to Ansley, he goes, you know, everything dad teaches me, I'm going to teach my kids. Which means I'm probably going to be strict on them.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
And I'm sitting in the other room and I'm like, with the first part, it was touching.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, you can't help but think in that moment that he's looking at who he is, enjoying who he sees himself as.
Yeah.
Enjoying the life that he gets to live. Wanting to give all those same things to his kids.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, he's going to teach his kids all the things that I taught him because he thinks those things led him to where he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's touching. That's
very touching.
It's like you're doing a good, like you're doing a good job as a dad.
A great representation. And he sees that there is dadding happening.
Yeah.
You know, and he respects it. And I appreciate that. That was awesome. That made me feel really good.
Yeah.
And then he goes, which means I'm probably going to be strict on them.
Yeah.
And that part is like, oh my God, he gets it. He gets it. He sees what I'm doing. I'm working so hard. And it's like, I was like, it was touching.
Yeah.
That part was, it was like, if it wasn't something that made me want to like jump out of my chair and pump my fist, it would have been something that made me want to cry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it made me want to beat my chest, man. My motherfucking man gets it. He's not taking offense.
I believe.
You know what
it.
I mean? He's working.
Yeah.
He's figuring this shit out and he's getting it.
Yeah.
He's taking, you know, oh, man. It was like, I never felt more connected to him at that time.
Aw.
Yeah, that was sick. And then Ansley, as moms often do, she tried to jump aboard the compliment train.
I wanted to know where I fit in on this equation here.
And so I heard, so here's what happened. I heard you ask the question. And just off of the strength of the way he said the thing about me and how he went in there unprompted, after I heard you ask that question, I got up and I left the room. I went upstairs. Like, I don't want to hear him answer this. Like, this is going to be embarrassing for her. I can feel it. I can feel this. This is not going to go in the direction she wants it to go in. So that part, you got to tell me how that went. So what was your question that you asked him and how did that go?
I asked him, what about the things that I teach you? Did I teach you some good things? And he said, he was just like, yeah, mom, you're doing fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I mean, it's like for you, it's good. I mean, it's not something you wouldn't necessarily pass on.
Yeah. It's like,
I don't know. Yeah, no, it's not passable. But it's good. I mean, it's working. It's what we're figuring it out, mom. We're working on it. We're here. I'm here. You're here. Yeah. Yeah. But we threw a party.
We threw a fucking party, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Party people now. Yeah, I don't want to force this because let me see. We're at about 40, almost 44 minutes now. I think we're still maintaining a level of quality without forcing it. This is after the holidays. We kind of got this together late. We got to kind of stop this and get our kids to bed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push us up against the clock.
Yeah.
Forcing bullshit.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, let's get some shout outs out of here real quick. You know, first off, shout out to, I'm gonna start with Tim Butterly, Mike Rainey, Dad Meat Podcast.
Yes.
What's up? Thank you for coming to our party. Thank you for bringing your families to our party. It was pretty awesome. Thank you for the cookies. sick. And and Mary Jo Butterly, thank you Butterlies, you know, put you out there, Janelle, Courtney, party, Phil Clark, Kevin, Stories, Julian from Canada, Kevin Lau, Sean Kent, Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz, Doc, Chris Bruno, Keith Butts, Kyle. Oh, yeah. Keith. I don't want to say it like that. Yeah,
you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Because yeah. I was memorizing a few.
Yeah.
To like rattle off.
Yeah.
But I said it out loud.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to just read them because my out loud reading is sick.
Okay.
It's sick. Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniel, Levi Mercy. I don't think that's his last name, by the way. Justin Masabi. Ezekiel Ellis, Logan, Ryan, Joe, Rob. I like doing them like that. I don't know why. It's funny to me. You got anybody? I'll leave anybody out. Oh, Nicole, what up? Anybody?
I think you're good.
You think I'm good?
I think so.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah.
You know, also shout out to You Fuck the Podcast, Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. Always check those guys out. And Dad Meat. I know we got people coming to us from all sorts of different angles.
Yeah.
You know, some of those angles, you might be out there looking for content. You might be coming to us from a jiu-jitsu situation. I get that. You know, Dad Meat. Those guys both are pretty sick. Well, one's a blue belt, one's a purple belt.
Yes.
So check them out. We're out here having a good time, man.
Yeah.
All the podcasts that I named, Contact with Chris O'Connor, we're out here having a good time. Anything else you want to? We just got to get off. We got to get off.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we have so much fun doing this. But it's, we're up against the clock. It sucks.
Yeah.
So we got to get better at time management. Anyway. Also, I also want to start doing something a little midweek too.
Okay.
Like a little shorty.
Okay.
Because, you know, the people want content. Mm-hmm. People are looking for it. People mm-hmm. like what we do. Let's give them something to entertain themselves. A little, whatever. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a very happy holiday. And I destroyed my brother in Mortal Kombat 2 in his arcade game in his basement, which is, come on. And he's trying to say that he let me win. Like, dude, your knees were bent a little too deep to be letting. You know what I mean?
Like, you know, you're not the big enough person to let somebody win Mortal Kombat.
Exactly.
I couldn't let Finn win.
You know? And yeah. You're not like you're playing an arcade game with somebody and they're like, really trying hard to win. They start getting lower and lower and lower.
You gotta tighten your core. Yeah.
He was very low. Yeah. He was like chin to fucking hand, like joystick.
Yeah.
Like, so get out of here.
Yeah,
get out of
here. Tight butt while you're playing.
Yeah.
Trying to win.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother. All right. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are awesome. Later. Yeah. Shit, got you.